Hello and welcome to another episode of Other Rovers with Luciana Villa. My name is Luciana and today we're going to have a different dynamic for the podcast. So, I wanted to bring these short sessions that just bring out topics that turn off real quick, but at the same time bring up a lot of rhetorical questions and gets you thinking and, I don't know, gets like shower thoughts done with. So today we're going to talk about fake scenarios. So for those who are not familiar with the term of fake scenarios, so fake scenarios are mainly these stories that we create in our minds that we know for certain that they're not going to happen, but at the same time we keep on creating them. And we spend many time planning that discussion with the girl that we are fighting with when we like unconsciously know that that fight is not even going to happen. Or we plan that interaction with a boy that we suddenly bump in the hallway and we like exchange eye contact, but at the same time we know that that is never going to happen. So mainly fake scenarios are like these unrealistic stories that we create just to have a little fun. And for me, fake scenarios are extremely entertaining. Like, I have a great time making these fake stories in my mind, and I love it. Like, I honestly love it. But at the same time, it's weird to me because even though I know that they're not going to happen, like, this disappoints me to a certain extent. Like, I know that I'm closing this possibility to myself, because I've heard many people say that you can jinx, like when you make fake scenario, you're jinxing the possibility of that thing happening to you. And to some extent, I don't agree at all. Like, I think that, knock on wood, is false. Like, of course that if you say something, you're not closing the opportunity for it to happen. But at the same time, I completely agree. Like, of course that if I create a fake scenario, it's not going to happen the way I imagine it to be. Because it is my mind that is creating that story. It's not the world. And the world doesn't read my mind. And it's not going to do the things that I plan for them to do. So, to a certain extent, yes, we are jinxing it. Like, not in a destiny kind of way, but like in a literal way. Like, we are closing the opportunity for them to happen because they were never going to happen in the first place, the way that we imagine it for them, like for them to be at least. So when you think about fake scenarios, you need to be in like a mid-ground, because of course that they're entertaining, but they can't disappoint you. Like, I would love that my fake scenarios would come true, but at the same time, I know that they're not. But, well, I'm going to raise two questions to you to think and for myself. Like, okay, imagine that fake scenario that you're having right now, or you're like, create one, a perfect fake scenario. Would you like for it to happen? Like, I think that fake scenarios can be two things. Can be this like unconscious things that our mind does just to give us like this moment of like a fantasy and like this perfect thing that we actually wish for them to happen, and that's what why they disappoint us. But at the same time, when you think about a scenario, like I don't actually want for them to happen. Like, if all my fake scenarios would come true, my life would be a disaster. Even though they're perfect, my life would be a disaster. So maybe it's just our subconscious mind knowing that there's a certainty that they will never happen, so you can give yourself a little time to enjoy it. So maybe the fun of fake scenarios is the certainty that we have that they're not going to happen ever, and not the fact that we actually wish for them to happen. I don't know. This comes to my mind every day, as well as my fake scenarios. It gets me thinking, like, do I actually want my fake scenario to be true?